Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
We're going to take a little ride on a boat. Hopefully not in a frozen river.
Not a clean one.
The Reedy River?
Oh, no.
Such a dirty little river. Put this on in the shower next time you bathe. It'll get a little... You'll enjoy your bath time, your shower.
He's got like an upbeat tone to his music, for the most part.
Yeah. Well, some of my... I was thinking about this the other day. Some of my favorite country... I'm talking about like newer country, and I'm... Not like pop country, but like country country. Yeah. And it is some of the most depressing music, though, the actual lyrics.
Yeah, it really is.
And you think, man, is this resonating with me, or am I just like listening to the song itself?
Like the,
this one right here, though. Like, I want to get on a... I want to go gamble on a boat somewhere in Mississippi or something.
Yeah.
Come on the boat.
Jump on now.
You like to play a little blackjack, do you?
I got an arm you can pull.
We're going to play some Bacharach?
Burt Bacharach, everybody.
That would sound like it's something. That wouldn't be on a riverboat, would it? I don't think it would.
What?
Bacharach.
No, they're playing gin rummy.
You going to play some dominoes?
We're going to play some tonk.
We're going to play some pinochle.
Mm.
Got canasta cona over here. Old biddies like to go sit.
Old biddies.
Play bridge.
Old biddies playing some old maid.
Old maid.
Trinity River. All right.
It's kind of chill. I like it.
Isn't it? It's
good stuff.
I love it. I love it. Okay. You pick, Fat Boy. I mean, they're all anonymous. So you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting.
I think.
Various Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. So I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay, so let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the T-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse, and then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake, and she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind. Some people very, you know, in a very Southern respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing. And it was really embarrassing, the point where, you know, we eventually just had to leave, because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job. The FBI killed JFK. Michelle Obama was born as a man. Famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles. The world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So I don't know exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned, and I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now. But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Yeah, exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. You know, I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just...
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean, the thing that I'll admit to is, you know, I mean, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah. I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market, and the whole thing started. And, you know, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea, but I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland, has sucked the earth into a black hole, and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yeah, she thinks
like
so.
I
think the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It's more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw dropping, and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military industrial complex that exists.
Sure.
And that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, but I was told this in school, and I was graded on this, and this is what everyone says is happening.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you kind of look at everything sideways.
And everything's a lie. You doubt everything you're told.
I think that YouTube, and this is even a conspiracy, I think YouTube was used against this country and TikTok during COVID to push a lot of this stuff to make us lose a little bit of our patriotism about this country. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
But some of the other stuff, though, is, you know, it's all about...
That could come down to a couple of people.
Which
is... Like, you know, when you talk about platforms and, you know, who's running these and operating them.
Yeah.
You know, like a couple of people can decide what the masses, you know, kind of take in. The severity of this guy's wife is she's one of those people that she doesn't only present it. She has to, like, convince you to believe it, too. That's got to be tough.
Well, we were going to visit friends in Denver, and she threw a fit about land. You've heard this one, too, I guess. Like, Airport. How it's in a... Illuminati headquarters.
The airport.
Yeah.
There's some weird murals in there, though. You got to admit.
Well, I mean, we almost didn't go, and then she wanted to drive. And, you know, I mean, because she didn't want to land in the airport because she was afraid she was going to be cataloged by the Illuminati. And I'm like, honey, like, please, let's just fly into the thing and give it a chance. And, yeah. I don't know. It felt like every other confusing airport that I've ever been in my life. So, you know, I mean, it just...
It's like a never-ending battle because she's always going to be looking for the next one.
And they also, in a lot of those YouTube videos, they actually put it in there that, like, and when you talk to your friends and family about this, they're going to call you crazy or whatever, but...
Exactly.
And so they're already, like, pre-programmed to expect... you to call them crazy. But then again, you got to look back at 200 years ago in America where generally speaking, every large city, even to medium-sized city, had a big-ass insane asylum. Yeah. So it's almost like everybody that didn't agree with the narrative, that they just throw them in the insane asylum because there were so many and they were so grand and like, why was so much done about mental health then, but now we act like we care about mental health, but there's no, I'm not asking for people to be lobotomized and all this stuff, but we're just like, well, we just check it off with a pill now.
Yeah. How do you fix it?
And the reality is that this, you know, mental illness in America is in the world is rampant. It's part of it. And there just isn't enough help because, you know, I mean, she won't go talk to a therapist because she's afraid of that the therapist is going to have a different opinion than she does about the earth being sucked into a black hole. And I mean, it's like, and, you know, I've gone down the physics road of, well, if that has happened, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Yeah, do you think that's what a lot of people think? And that's why they act so like.
They've given almost up.
Not given up, but like how people are so like unneededly rowdy, you know, like the way, you know, all this crap that happens, like, oh, for instance, the subway lady. I mean, burned alive on a subway.
Yeah.
Like, the mindset where people are like, all right, we're all in a black hole. We're in a matrix, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's all fake. God, that's an awful mindset.
Some people say that's, you know, this guy's wife. What if it starts to, you know, bleed into her personal life?
Well, it has.
As far as
he had to apologize to his boss.
Well, I mean, it was like, as far as like what she starts to believe about him.
Oh, sure.
About you, sir. What you may or may not do.
Wow.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, the thing is, it seems like she reads a conspiracy or watches a YouTube video on a conspiracy, and it takes nothing for her to believe it. And it takes everything for me to even have the other side of the opinion about, well, maybe this isn't true, you know, like 9/11 conspiracy. I was in New York and during 9/11 and believe that it was not a conspiracy at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was there when everything went down, and she believes that it was an inside job. And I just
see that's
I, for my own patriotism, can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the one that can be real offensive to a lot of people, because, you know, everybody, you know, and COVID, but, you know, this is on a different scale because everybody experienced it together, if you were there or not. You know, obviously to certain degrees, but, you know, that's one that's real offensive.
And so many people lost their lives and they were just doing their job during the day.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you what, if you can hold through, great. If you can't, keep listening. And we will talk about this more. And I already see calls coming in. And but just hold on one second. If you have to go, though, just keep listening. And I can hold on. Okay. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Probably started with suicidal shrimp and just went downhill from there. Which is a fun one.
That's the thing, though, is like the stuff that started off real baby steps, like fluoride in the water, or, you know, this, like I always use the example of my mom with the webcam. She put the tape over her webcam because she was afraid someone was going to be watching her. And then when that stuff is validated, hey, mama, down the road, then you're like, well, crap, maybe Antarctica is an ice wall that surrounds the entire world. I mean,
secret,
you know,
experimental weapons that might be animals.
All kinds of, was there a great reset, you know? Well, it's just, it all goes wild.
It's where they frack, too.
All right, yeah.
The most.
Oh, look at the Sudan. 1-800-774-0093. Call in if you got something to add to that. Certainly feel free to. Or if you have something else, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
My Lord. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Oh.
My kingdom come.
That will be done
on earth
as it is
in heaven.
In heaven, give us this day our daily bread.
And go to hell.
Go somewhere else.
Wow, fat boy.
It wasn't rehearsed. It's just the flow of the chemistry. All right. Again, this is just being blatantly honest. Fat boy, you've talked to these people that are on hold for a brief moment, and I will just say, hey, where should we go? Who should we talk to first?
Let's go to Michael.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Well, hello.
Hello there. How you doing?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. We're just sitting here playing a little tunk during the commercial break.
Oh, yeah. Playing some Boo-Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, play away.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I am sitting at my mom's work. Waiting on her to get here.
Oh, hang on. What?
Huh?
Are you her boss man?
No, I'm just waiting for her to get here because she opens the store up and I just hang out with her first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's nice.
What a sweet child.
Well, it's apparently I'm not allowed to be without supervision.
You sound all right to me.
What does that mean, if you want to say? I'm just very, very starkly confused.
I'm sorry.
No,
I have a bad brain injury.
Okay. That's cool.
And some other injuries.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's nice. You go and wait with her in the morning.
Cool.
Can you say what happened?
Yeah, I was hit by 218 wheelers. While I was at work.
Goodness.
Oh, my God.
While I was at work.
Two?
Two of them. First one was doing 35. Second one was doing 72 when it T-boned up the truck I was in.
Did you work DOT or anything?
I worked for a construction company. I don't want to say the name of the construction company.
Sure.
Probably forget.
Man. God. What? You spoiling that woman rotten. Going in and hanging out with her. Was she giving you some of her paycheck or?
Oh, no.
No, okay. You're a good son.
I'm still getting workers' comp, so I'm still. Oh,
okay. Man, I got a question, and I'm not trying to be a dick.
Do you see Jesus? Is that what you're going to ask him?
No.
I was. Oh, okay.
Like, will you
remember? Three times.
What?
Oh. Yeah, hang on to my question.
I interceded your question. You ask your question, and then we'll get back to him seeing Jesus.
Are you going to remember this conversation later? That we even talked.
Yeah, because it's so important to me that we're talking right now.
Okay. I didn't know if you had, like, the memory loss of...
No, I do. I have...
Well, sadly, like Fat Boy will forget it. That's just the way he is. He has no feelings.
Well, I mean, yesterday is pretty much gone. And from yesterday to, like, 12 years before yesterday is all gone.
No, man,
so
that's
it creates amnesia?
I don't know what to call it. But, yeah, like, I don't remember it at all.
But you clinically died? Is that right? Like, medically?
Yeah. When they found me, I wasn't here.
What'd you
and
see?
And then on the way to the hospital,
yeah,
I died a second time. And then at the hospital, apparently it was the third time.
So are you going, like, in and out of your body when you come back?
Yeah, like, what was that? What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd that feel like?
Well, for the most part, the first time, it put me in a third-person perspective for the rest of the other two times.
Did you go to the light?
His name's not Carol Ann.
No, I was forced to where I couldn't move. Oh. I was just in a stationary position, just watching myself.
I've heard that happening. Yeah. Like that's why people know what the doctors say.
Did you lift up? Like, was there going up, or were you just still there, like watch, like you said, watching yourself being worked on?
I was still there all three times, watching myself.
Oh wow!
And I mean, even after I was brought back the first time, I didn't disappear. And I was like, am I going up north or am I going...
Like, wait a minute, you saw yourself talking or like you said when you came back, you didn't enter your body again. So
right.
what was going on? This is riveting right now.
It really is.
Like, what did they do to me, or...
Well, so you said it was weird because you didn't go back in your body, but you saw yourself. So, was the body that you were watching talking, or what made you realize that you had already, you'd come back, but not fully, I guess is the way I'm trying to word that.
Because I seen the heart monitor thing start beeping.
Yeah.
I watched them pull me out of the pickup truck that I was in.
What? Did you see anybody that had passed already that you knew? Like a relative?
No, I just remember there was somebody that was there watching me, but I don't know. I don't remember any part of that.
So when you say it was a person, like, you did... I'm not, whatever the word I'm looking for here, making fun or patronizing or whatever. I have so many questions. But so you said somebody else was watching. Did you feel that energy or did you see a figure or?
I seen a figure.
Oh, wow.
It was an all blacked out figure. I don't know if it was a spirit. I have no idea.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying it was Jesus. I just said Jesus.
Wow.
What? So,
like, what are the long-term effects that, imagine a lot of medicine you're on, and, well, you said you can't remember.
Yeah, I take, I only take four medicines.
Oh, wow.
Five. Yeah.
Man, you got, you got purpose. The Lord brought you back, and, I mean, for real, think about that. Like,
I always make it as a joke. I always turn into a joke. God said, strike three, you're out.
See, that's good, man. That's good.
Because I died three times.
Yeah.
It's a charm.
So I always said, God says, strike three, you're out. Yeah. Go back down there.
Well,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me be the first to say welcome back and stay around, okay? You call anytime, my friend.
3 years ago.
You call anytime and tell your mom we said hey, not in a derogatory way. Just tell her we said hello.
Yep.
Hey, mom, I said hey.
Oh, she's right there. Yeah. She came to work.
She finally got to work.
She's sitting in the car next to me now.
Oh, okay.
She's listening to the radio now.
Oh, fantastic. What's mom's name?
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Connie.
All right.
Miss C. Hey.
Mama. I always call her Mama Sue.
Mama Sue. Oh, very good. I miss that ice cream. There's Aunt Sue. All right. God bless you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Y'all as well.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Enjoy the radio.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good morning. My gosh. Was that like, so I wonder what?
I just like you said, enjoy the radio. Like, okay.
Enjoy the radio.
I can't, but I hope you can.
I wonder, I have no question in like why he called. I mean, he said he wanted to call and talk to us and stuff, but like, I wonder if the part of what intrigued him with that was like people thinking that was a conspiracy theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like one of those random ones that just, you know, he called up and he's like, I'm in a lot of pain. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with you, man. He's like, I got hit by 2 18-wheelers.
Jeez.
I'm like, hang on, real quick.
Did you call 911 first? But then you realized that it happened a while ago.
Yeah, I didn't know if it I know, did you call us before 911? We might get better customer service.
Trying to
on
call
you
the
call.
FOF line because these two transfer trailers just hit me.
I couldn't imagine the pain of that and suffering.
No
and going
crap.
Through rehab. I mean, he's just... Even
going
to be 30, alive today.
Going 35, that's good speed. Wait, 72?
And then the impact of, and you're in the middle? Mm. God bless.
I have nightmares.
Oh, Connie, help him figure out what it is that he's got to do, but he's got some mission. I'm serious. That was, I've never, I'm sure we have over the years, but like a call like that, that was so like, I was salivating with questions.
I guess he could drive, right? He says she's in the car beside him.
Well, he was waiting on her, so yeah.
Connie, don't be late to work.
Connie, listen.
Come on now.
Wow, that was that's wild. I want him to call back, not necessarily today, but I still have more questions.
You can talk to the guy forever.
Forever, 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 forever. Like, you know, was he, did he have a relationship at the time? Did that person stay by his side? It's just so many things. So wild.
God, man.
Seems like a movie Tim McGraw would be in. I could see it now. He'd be played by Tim McGraw.
He would.
Yeah.
He'd be a lot skinnier. He'd have a big mustache and a tight white t-shirt.
Right.
He'd be in it.
You gotta wear a white v-neck. Yeah. All right, Paige.
Yeah.
Top that.
Well, Jelly Roll couldn't be happier because Grizz is in his life. I'll tell you who that is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
It's probably a rapper he found through Bunny Roll.
He's gotta have like a grill. If your name is Grizz, you have to like a grill.
He's got
it's
like
not a person, though, is it?
Mm. Yes,
is it like
no.
Some new weight loss medication?
He's got a partial grill. He's got one of the like the in the corners.
How they are pushing, like every Instagram ad I see now is showing a needle going in a belly, like for all these different.
Specific,
I'm like, God, you got half that saying, oh, this stuff's going to kill you. The next one's like, hey, you can get it by mail and you don't have to tell anybody. Like, how?
Elon's on Mount Jaro. And then he tweets about that.
He hiked
about
it himself?
I guess. He's probably got all the boxes, and then that stock goes up a little bit when he gives it the rub.
What he tweets about it or whatever. I thought I was a big deal for hiking Crowders, but he got on Mount Jaro. All right, that's a funny joke. No, no, it wasn't. All right.
If you don't go outside, you don't get it.
You don't go outside.
We need more people to go outdoors.
Go outdoors, get it. All right, we'll get into that next, and then the All Advice Show will kick back up. Hey Baby will be on later, and also Fat Boy is going to give us an update about his situation from yesterday. More than a situation, but his life. All right?
There's not enough time.
We'll make it work. We can go over Tony Khan said we can go over the top of the hour if we need to. All right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Well, Jelly Roll announced that he and Bunny recently added 3 cows to their little miniature farm.
Bunny Roll!
But not only that, they've added another family member by the name of Grizz.
You get a bear?
That'd be great.
God, that would have been good.
Oh, I thought Grizzly. It sounds like there'd be somebody like in Buncombe County's whole name. Yeah, my name is Grizz Lee Johnson Jr.
Like somebody's locked up with Grizz.
It sounds like a new designer drug. Hey, man, do you have any Grizz?
Maybe that's what they think Jelly Roll's lost his weight on.
With Grizz.
His own Grizz. He might have used a bunch of them at once, actually. Some Mountain Jaros, some Ozempics.
But then Riz is short for charisma. So,
Well,
what is charisma?
Oh, Well, their cows' names are Brownie, S'mores, and Crunch. They're little mini cows. They're cute.
I'd excuse mine.
Otis.
And apparently Jelly was feeling a little left out because everyone got a farm animal but him. So then he went and got this little animal named Grizz. He's got his own donkey.
Yeah, I remember seeing the video over the weekend. Jelly Roll got a donkey.
A mini donkey.
He's excited too.
They're awesome.
And he says, oh my God, it's the best donkey ever.
What a quote, Jelly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best donkey ever, says Jelly Roll.
I don't know if he's going to get or have to feed it. He's probably never home to see it.
I was going to say, like, and plus she goes everywhere with him. Like,
is this going to be a road donkey? I got a donkey on the road,
I
y'all.
Donkey.
Shout out to Jesse James. Not Dupree, but the road dog. Road dog.
What the hell?
I was thinking about what Paige did yesterday.
What?
I don't know.
It's been 7 years.
Stories.
Silly guy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So congrats to him. He's got my dream pet.
His donkey's going to get a grill.
But there,
and a monkey.
What? What are you, Mike Tyson?
She wants all the stuff at her house now, though.
These Instagram accounts that show these... They're beautiful videos, the animals and stuff, but they show them in the house. Those animals, I don't think, are always in the house.
Man, I really
it would be
not.
Impossible to clean up after a goat in the house all the time. And a donkey would sit there, Bucky cabinets, Bucky Entertainment Center over, Bucky lamp.
Especially when the goat starts, you know, going, it's like balls rolling everywhere.
Everywhere.
You got to catch it. Be like, oh, is this a sixlet I found on the floor? Go ahead and taste it, see if it is.
What's some of the ball bearings in the hallway?
Is this a chocolate jar breaker I found?
Dropped your goobers.
We got a story about a Colorado man who had the worst penmanship, and he was the worst bank robber ever. He was wearing a hoodie and a hat, but his face was exposed in clear view in the surveillance cameras.
You big dummy.
He walked into the First National Bank branch and handed over a note to the teller, presumably informing her that he wanted to take some money and it was a robbery. He was demanding the money. But while the man expected the teller to hand over the cash, the teller instead stared at the note and tried to read his illegible handwriting.
I sadly called old man Gion. Not that he was going through any great efforts to not be called, but they caught that little glimpse of his face, and then they found another video where he was just completely, you know, maskless, and they saw his face.
Do you think if that guy looked like Jelly Roll, though, like, it would be the same reaction? You know what I mean? How women are just like...
No. They wouldn't be calling him a twunk.
A what?
I had to look that up, a twunk. A twunk is
like a twink?
Yeah, but it's a more ripped up twink. It's a twunk. Oh.
What's a twank?
I think it's a redneck twink.
I say, one from Tennessee. He's called a twank.
So this terrible bank robber.
Call me Bo Cephas.
After a few moments, the would-be robber, he got frustrated and fled the scene empty-handed, and police have a clear picture of what he looks like, so he'll probably be busted soon.
Dude, the best Dateline I ever saw. They were looking for a guy who was robbing the banks, but the guy didn't exist because it was a mask. They got a picture of the guy's face, but the guy spent thousands of dollars like on this Mission Impossible type mask. They look like a real person's face.
Oh, it molded to a skin.
Yeah, they found the mask. They're like, well, here's who we've been looking for.
It's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
I was like, this is nuts.
Well, the way those are, I mean, like, if you didn't know about Bad Grandpa and you saw, like, that guy, Johnny Knoxville, walk, you would not look at that guy and say, that's a costume.
No, unless I saw his nuts stuck in the soda machine. Like,
no, Dad, give away.
That is probably the absolute best part of the movie. Uh-huh. That or the part where he gets in the hot tub with the couple.
Or the fish he pulls out of the fish. Had, the fish was hung.
Oh, my goodness.
Daddy, is that his leg?
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Yeah, you are.
It might be worth a rewatch.
By the way, If your mom is being sweet enough to take you to school, you need to sit there and shut up and let her listen to the show. She's reading a text.
You better.
She's doing y'all a favor by letting you hear cool things like that. You wouldn't have known about Jelly Roll Donkey. Jelly Roll's Donkey. Look at me.
Oh, Chris.
Not making you ride the bus.
That's
not doing you a solid.
Not using possessive nouns either.
Mm. All right. You little bastard kid.
Don't say that.
Well, they weren't married.
So. Oh, okay. That's fine.
It's warranted.
We will take a break. When we come back, it is back. The All Advice Show. You can keep on with the guy that's in the situation with his wife because of conspiracy theories. You want to jump on. Remind me of the young man's name that just called. I did not write it down. You didn't either.
I really
remember
didn't.
Connie. I remember.
I think it's a Will or a Zach, maybe one of those two. Was okay. It Zach? I don't think it was.
Well, regardless.
Text in, Party Man. You listen every minute.
He is the like unpaid archivist of the show, really. Okay. 1-800-774-0093. Request to sing it? Sure. 1-800-774-0093.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.